We continue 10 lines down from the top of Yud-Zayin Amud Beis, another story, a longer story about two tzaddikim who were jailed or arrested. Tanu Rabbanan, Kishenitpesu Rabbi Elazar ben Parta Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, when they were both arrested. Amrali Rabbi Elazar ben Parta Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Ashrecha, Rabbi Chanina, Ashrecha, you're praiseworthy. Shenitfasta al davar echad, you were apprehended just for doing one thing wrong. Oili shenitfasti al chamisha devarim, but it took five things for me to be arrested or apprehended. So you're lucky, you only did one thing wrong. Amrali Rabbi Chanina said back to him, Ashrecha, you should be praised. Shenefasta al chamisha devarim, you were arrested or apprehended for five violations. Va'atanito, but you are going to be saved. Oili Shenefasti al davar echad, woe is to me that I was only apprehended for one wrongdoing, ve'eni yinitol, and I'm not going to be saved. And why is it? What's the reason why I'm not going to be saved? And this is a fascinating response. Sha'at asakta betorah, ubegmilas chasadim, va'ani lo asakti el betorah bilvad. I only study Torah, I didn't do gmilas chasadim, and that's why I'm not going to be saved. Uchid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kol Osek B'Torah, Bilvad, Domek Mishe'en Lo Eloha. Anyone who learns Torah and doesn't do anything else, doesn't do any Gimilas Chasarim, it's as if they have no God. Shenemar V'yomim Rabim Li Yisrael Lelo Elokei Emes. My Lelo Elokei Emes? What does it mean there was no God of truth? Shkol Osek B'Torah Bilvad, Domek Mishe'en Lo Eloha. That's as if they have no God. Powerful words. You can't just learn Torah. You have to put it into actions. U'begmilas chasarim lo asak. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion wasn't involved in kindness? Fa'atanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer lo yitein adam ma'usav la'arniki shel tzedakah elim kein mamuna lov tamin chacham k'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Said that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov made a statement, a generic statement, that a person shouldn't give their money to a tzedakah unless the gabbai was a tamin chacham like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. The implication is if you're saying he has to be a tzaddik like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, presumably he was involved in tzedakah. He was involved in gemilas chasadim. The Gemara says, "Hemnuahu tahava mehemen miavid lo avad." No, he was just a trustworthy person, but he wasn't involved in the acts of kindness. The Gemara says, challenges that assertion as well. Vatanya Amr lo, Moshel Purim nischalfu li b'moshel tzedakah v'chalkaltim la'aniyim. We have a Gemara about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion who had money mixed up. It was money shel Purim, Moshel Purim that got mixed up with Moshel tzedakah. And he chalaktim la'aniyim. So he just gave all of it to the aniyim. He didn't want to make any cheshbonos, any incorrect cheshbonos. He just gave it all to the poor people. So you see, he was involved in gemilas chasadim. The Gemara says, Mi avid avid, he did do gemilas chasadim, but kedebayile lo avid. But he could have done more. He felt he could have done more, and he didn't do enough. He wasn't up to his standards, and that's why he said, "I'm not going to be saved because my gemilas chasadim, my bin adam ben lachavero, wasn't as up to par. Wasn't as good as it could have been." So now we focus on Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. Asyula Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. So they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Parta to judgment. Amru, they said, my time a taniso, my time a ganafta. Why were you learning Torah when you should have been bowing down to idols? And why did you steal? Amru lahu, so Rabbi Elazar said back to them, e saifa lo safra. If it's by the sword, meaning if I stole lo safra, then I wasn't learning. Fi safra, and if I was learning lo saifa, then I wasn't stealing anything. And for the fact that I wasn't stealing, I wasn't using the sword, hanami lesa, one or the other, and I wasn't doing either one. Since you can't, since one claim is baseless, the other one is baseless as well. Umay taima kari lecha Rebbe. Well, then the judge said, well, hold on a second. They call you Rebbe. Clearly you're a teacher, so you teach Torah. Isn't that why they call you Rebbe? He said, no, Rabban shel Tarsiyim ani. I am a teacher of weavers, underwater basket weaving. That's what he majored in. Aisu le trei kibori. So what did he do? So the judge wasn't stupid. He said, oh, you say that you're a weaver? Okay, so I'm going to give you the items to weave a basket of sorts. Amrulay, hai d'shesiyah v'hai d'arva. Which one is the length and which one's the width? Which one's correct? And he gave him the spool to see if he can figure out how to make the yarn correctly, or make the dress or the basket properly. Israchasli Nisa, Asya Ziburisa, Osiva al Deshasya, Vasa Zibura, Vyasiv al Da'arva. The Rashi says, well, there's a miracle that happened, which is that a hornet came and went on one side, and a hornet came on the other side, a male hornet on the longer side, and a female hornet on the shorter side, and he understood exactly which one it was considered the female side and which one was the male side, and he was able to weave the items correctly. Amrle. So then the judge said back to him, "My time lo asis lebe avidan. I haven't seen you in the house of avidan. That's a place where they're socializing, where there was, Rashi says, a bias where they ate and drank, lekavod avodas kochavim. So I haven't seen you there. Well, if you're not there, clearly you're doing something else. You're probably doing something Judaic or religious, not idolatrous." Amr lehen, zaken ha'isi. No, I've been old. I'm elderly. I can't party at night. It's too much for me. I need to go to bed. U'misyari ani shema tirmisuni biragleichem. And not only that, that wasn't not what he really said. He said, "I'm old and I'm afraid that I'm going to get trampled at this party." Amru v'hadina kamasabi is Ramus, and the judge is smart. And he says, "Well, we haven't had any cases where the elderly have been trampled in these homes, so that's not a good excuse." Israchish nisa hahu yoma irmus chatzaba. A miracle happened that morning. There was a report that one elderly man was trampled and killed at Beis Avidan. So he was saved on that account as well. Amr lo my time ka shavakta. And why is it that you freed your slave? You shouldn't be freeing your servant. Amr lo. I don't know what you're talking about. I never freed any slave. Kam charminayu la suide bay. So what? Someone got up to testify that he didn't free his slave. Asa Eliyahu idmi lekechad mechashivei demalchusa. Eliyahu came dressed up as someone important in the government. Amar lei midis rachish lei nisa bekulu. Panami Yisrachash Leinisa. Another miracle is going to happen. Leave this guy alone. Don't testify against him. Every time there's been a miracle, you're going to take a risk if you get up there to testify against him. Vehu Gavra Yisrachash Leinisa. Oh. Vehu Gavra Bishusahu Deka Achvi Velo Ashkach Bey. That guy, he didn't care. He was just out to get Rebbe Elazar, and he got up to, and he didn't listen to Eliyahu. Come lemeimerlihu, so he got up to say something. Have ksiva igrusa to have ksiv mechashive demalchus leshidur the bekezar. And at that moment that he got up to speak, someone came by to give him a letter that he had to deliver personally to the Caesar, the Roman Caesar. Veshadrua al yada dehu gavra. And he sent him along, so he didn't have a chance to make the claim against Rebbe Elazar ben Parta. Asa Eliyahu paske arba mea parse also v'lo asa. Eliyahu then went out to greet this guy, and he threw him 400 parsios and never returned. And therefore, you see that Rebbe Elazar ben Parta was saved, even though there are five counts, five averos that he violated according to the Roman law. Nevertheless, he was still saved. Next time we will get to the story about Rabbi Hanani ben Tradion and his ultimate ending.